The death of British citizen Gordon Spencer is likely to bring about some significant changes to the regulation of ship's agents and how they deal with sick patients, not only in Barbados but elsewhere in the world. This stems from allegations in the British Parliament by Conservative MP Alex Shelbrooke that his father-in-law died after taking ill on a cruise ship that docked here. He further alleged that his family paid some $200,000 for the treatment and subsequent repatriation of Mr. Spencer to England, and that they are firmly of the view that the port agent for the ship in Barbados was at fault for choosing the privately run clinic over the QEH, a recognized regional acute care facility.
Now, a representative of the Cruiser Maritime Voyages confirmed that it was the port agent who determined where my father-in-law was taken for his medical care once he disembarked from the ship. And the port agent is governed by maritime law. A port agent is the designated person or agency held responsible for handling shipments and cargo and the general interest of its customers at ports and harbours worldwide on behalf of ship owners, managers and charterers.
It is against this background that the MP, Alex Shelbrooke, is calling for some changes.
So, Madam Deputy Speaker, what I seek to ask the Minister and her department this afternoon is to seek a change to international maritime law by lobbying the International Maritime Organisation regarding the duty of care and due diligence through a fit and proper persons test that a port agent must carry out when identifying and commissioning onshore medical facilities and practitioners for those who are disembarked from sea for medical emergencies. The International Safety of Life at Sea Convention 1974-1988 has been used to bring in the highest standards of health and safety for those at sea, whether they be crew or passengers. And this was amended in 2004 with the International Ship and Ports Facility Security Code after the concerns raised of security after 9/11. I would argue that this shows that the well-being of seafarers carries on within the port, not just whilst on the vessel. Madam Deputy Speaker, Gordon was always very proud of the work he did in bringing about changes to landlord law for the protection and the standards required, especially for tenants. And although this will never bring him back, it would be a final fitting tribute to his life to know that even in death, he was able to try and make the world a better place to ensure this never happens to anybody else.
The government minister who responded to Mr. Shelbrooke in the House of Commons had this to say.
My honourable friend has requested that international maritime law should be amended to place a duty of care and due diligence on a port agent through a fit and proper persons test when they are identifying and commissioning onshore medical facilities for those that are disembarked from sea for medical emergencies. Port agents are required to comply with relevant domestic law and the port statutes, but they are not regulated by international maritime law. However, considering the case that my right honourable friend has presented today, I will ask the officials in the department and the Maritime Coast Guard Agency to consider whether such regulation would fall within the remit of the International Maritime Organisation or whether it would be appropriate for another international body. I will also write to the Cruise Lines International Association, the International Trade Association for the industry, and highlight to them the issues that this incident has raised in order to remind them of their duty of care responsibilities with regard to port agents. Furthermore, I will raise the case directly with the International Maritime Organisation, and considering how personal this case is for my right honourable friend, I wonder if he could bear to share his experience again. I know it is very emotional, difficult for him, but I would respectfully ask him to join me and I would convene a meeting directly with the Secretary General at the IMO so he can share his experiences and make representations on his behalf to see if we can lobby and get a change in the law. Indeed.
I am most grateful to my honourable friend for that offer, and I wonder if I would be able to extend that invitation to my family who were in Barbados at the time and experience firsthand what happened.
That would be absolutely fit and proper, and I accept that, and we'll do what we can as soon as we can.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know you can buy insurance in Barbados when you travel overseas that provides flexible health insurance and allows you to receive medical treatment in the country of your choice? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks. Worldwide, mobile, all-inclusive. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.